Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is The Hammer, and it is Rugby Rant episode 211. That's right. And I think for the first time ever, I'm actually flying solo. This is not going to be a shot. It's a full-on episode. Scott called me at, you know, you got to understand, this dude's taking care of two kids under the age of two. His wife is out of town on business, and he's just fried. So he called me, said, I got to back out. I said, no problem. I got you, bro. Take care of business at home. I'll square the show away. So I'm here. I'm taking care of business, and I've got a great show. It's not going to be that hour-long episode, not as much banter, not as much back and forth, but we're going to bring it because we are at a critical time in MLR, right? We're getting to the playoffs, and we're in the last week. We just finished week 16. We got week 17 coming, and there are a big slate of games that have significance, not so much with who's in, who's out. There's a little bit of that. It's much more with where the seeds land. I mean, technically, here we are, 1 week to go. We have no seeds that are absolutely fixed and in place, right? They're all up for grabs. And we kind of have an idea, which I'll talk about, where teams will land, but it's not 100%. A lot of things come down to week 17. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be part of the show. And we're going to come at you with that bit. I'm going to give my predictions for where the teams are going to land in the playoffs, what seeds are going to be, and what that means for maybe the second round of the playoffs. I'm not going to make my second round predictions just yet as to who's going to be in that second round and what's going to happen with them. We'll leave that for next week when Scott can join me. I just want to take care of business, go through some of the permutations and where teams are at and why, who's in, who's out, why they might land in certain seeds or have a tendency to land in certain seeds based upon some tie-breaking criteria, etc. All right. So we're going to be coming at you with our typical stuff today, but we can't forget that there's a lot of fun with around the pitch. Yeah, so we're going to take care of business. Got around the pitch happening here. I've got one piece of business from around the pitch that I think is worth taking a look at. If you don't know, might have flown below the radar. And then another piece I want to talk about that I've talked about in the last couple shows, but we got a promo coming up. So first of all, what's that piece of business from around pitch? Well, it's interesting. National Collegiate Rugby, NCR, one of the two collegiate governing bodies. Of course, there's NCR and CRAA for those that are not well-heeled in the college landscape. The two governing bodies, NCR, one of the two governing bodies, dropped their 25-26 collegiate calendar, some of the major events that are happening. I just want to talk briefly about those. So for those of you guys who want to see kind of those poignant dates in the NCR calendar, you'd know when to look for those. So let's knock them down right now. All right, the Women's 15 Nationals is going to be December 6th and 7th, followed by December 12th and 14th. The Men's 15 Nationals, both will be held in Houston at SaberCat Stadium, per tradition the last couple of years. Obviously a great venue, not only for the for the MLR, but also for collegiate rugby. Just a nice, quaint venue, good space, some ancillary fields there. The Houston SaberCats do a nice job with that, of course. So that's going to be interesting. And then in January, the Men's Collegiate Rugby All-Stars, the 17th and 18th, of 2026. And that's going to be at ATL Silverback Stadium, followed by the following weekend. That would be January 24th and 25th, the Women's Collegiate 7 National All-Stars. We got two All-Star games in a row there to feature and highlight the college landscape. And so far as NCR goes, it should be a lot of fun to watch that. Exciting. And then the CRC 7s, the crown jewel for the CRCs, that's going to be April 24th and 26th in Boyd's, Maryland. Of course, that's the Maryland Soccer Complex where Old Glory DC calls home. So it's great to see that two of the three venues here are MLR venues. So that's awesome to see. So that's a bit of college rugby. As for some other stuff, let us not forget that we have a great event happening. Let me see if I can get a graphic going here for y'all. Tucker clearly does not care about the Rugby Rant podcast show. He is solely focused on playing ball right now, and I'm not down. Tucker, I'm not down playing ball. So anyway, all right, let's get back to business here. If I can get a graphic here pulled up. I'm struggling here to get my graphic. Nevertheless, let's talk about it. Heck with it. We've got the rugby party hosted by none other than Norm Smythe. That is on November 1st. Okay. When, of course, the All Blacks and Ireland take on one another here at Soldier Field. I'm seeing that it's a 3:10 kick. I just want to look that up. So the rugby party starts at Reggie's Bar, which is downtown. It's a big venue, big bar, a lot of comedic acts, a lot of bands play there. But on that particular day, things are going to kick off at 9 o'clock. And there's going to be live acts, a lot of fun, a lot of things going on. And, of course, the Rugby Rant. Scott and the Hammer, the big guy and the Hammer, will be in the house, and we will be live at, I think, 11 o'clock. We're going to be doing a show from there, and we're going to have some great guests. I've already talked to a few people who will be in town that we're going to bring aboard to talk a little bit about rugby, because, of course, not just the All Blacks but and Ireland, but we're also going to see the USA playing Scotland, and that'll be a big match. And so we'll talk about both those matches as we chill out and Reggie's. So everybody's welcome. You can get, you can rent a table or get a table and guarantee a spot to sit, chill, or relax. I think about $40 gets you in the house for food and beverage. And then, you can go from there with your, with your accommodations. So check out the the rugby party on Facebook. You can get your tickets there, book them. I'll have a link below that you can check and get your tickets booked. It's going to be awesome. They're going to have a shuttle bus that'll take you to and from the event, so you don't have to worry about driving, at least for a little while. It should be pretty solid. And it was a great time last time. I expect nothing less. T-shirts are going to be sold. Obviously, a lot of great beer sponsored by Guinness, sponsored by Tighthead Brewing, of course, a partner of the Rugby Rant in the past, and still, a really good company to work with and bond together in this particular event. So should be awesome stuff. A lot of fun. Join us at Reggie's for the rugby party on November 1st here in Chicago. So at any rate, get down to the business here of the rant. As promised, I'm going to be talking about the playoff predictions, of course. But first, before we do that, I want to just talk about a sponsor of ours, Macron, right? You guys know that Macron has been awesome supplying hoodies for weekly winners of our Super Brew contest. We have a great store. I'll link that below so you can check it out. There's a lot of good merch there, including this granite contact top. Okay. And I'm going to feature it here on the screen. There it is, the granite contact top, $87. It's a really nice piece. If you were to try to get this from a team that was selling it, I think LA might be selling it. OGDC selling it, Free Jacks. This thing is well over $100. For us, we're not taking any kind of fees. We're just giving you direct to the customer for our cost. I own this top. It is a piece of beauty. Of course, it has that windshell protection. It's really good on cool days. You'll layer it up with maybe the Rigel Hero shirt, which I also have, which fits really nice, a tech tee. You can also partner with that dance hoodie that we're giving away as a part of the Super Brew contest. And man, you'll look the part, you'll feel the part. It is a solid piece of rugby material. Just be aware, I got mine. I went a little large. I went to triple X and it's just a shade too big. I'd probably actually go for, legit size, whatever your legit size is. I'd probably do that. So if you wear an XL on like a Nike or an Adidas, I would probably go XL, maybe a size up to a double XL if you're at the right of the top, right at the top of that XL sizing. But there's some great pieces there. Check it out. I've got the shorts. I've got the dance sweatshirt. I've got the Arkin pants. Let's see. I've got that granite top. I've got the Elvis rain jacket. I like that a lot. Really lightweight. A nice rain piece. I've got that Rigel Hero shirt, which is really cool. So a lot of great goodies. Again, click the link below. We don't make a dime. I got the polo too. They all this polo. That's pretty sweet, but we don't make a dime on that. We're just passing along the cost to you so you can get a really nice piece in your arsenal and rep the rugby rant. But speaking of Macron, we're going to get a word from our sponsors. But after we do, we're going to come back with some playoff action and talk. All right, so you saw a clip of our guy, Dave Fee. There is a part of that intro to this segment, that being the rant. There's no debate here. I'm flying solo. There's no debate, but I'm going to talk about another thing. But nevertheless, let's hit Dave for Dave Fee. Dave will be at the rugby party. Reggie's was his hangout pre-kids, and he's looking to get back and enjoy himself on November 1st. So join us. He'll be joining the stage for a little bit to talk about rugby. Of course, he is a national team member of years gone by, by 2004, was in a World Cup, was in a U.S. Rugby Sevens jersey. So he's done it all, and he still coaches within the USA setup. So it'd be good to have him join the show and talk. He knows Scott very well as a teammate, friend, and he'll be able to speak to that USA-Scotland match pretty easily. Nevertheless, let's get down to the getting. It is playoff time, baby. Playoff time. All right. So we're excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about the playoffs in a couple different senses. I'm going to knock it down. First of all, I'm going to hit playoff scenarios. Like, what are the conference seedings right now? Where are teams at? What's the tiebreaker? Because there's a potential for a lot of tiebreakers. Usually there aren't a ton of them. Things kind of sort themselves out in that last week, but there are some possibility from tiebreaker scenarios and a lot of permutations. And I will probably forget one, and I hope I don't screw any of the ones that I talk about up, but there are a lot of permutations. So we're going to talk about the tiebreaker scenarios that can make a difference here in week 17. I'll hit the East and the West, what the scenario looks like right now, what we know about who's in and who's out. We have a pretty good picture on that, but I'll recap that for everybody. And then we're going to talk about the implications, like taking the seeding into account, taking it into account where teams are at. We're going to be talking about, what the playoff picture currently looks like. So, we're going to knock that down for you, and then I'm going to make my predictions. What do I see things shaking out after week 17? Where are things going to land, and who's going to be seeded in both the East and the West, seeds 1 through 4? All right. Well, let's get going here. First of all, I want to go through this, like how the points work. So for those that don't know or haven't really checked up on this, when we have tiebreaker scenarios in the standings, right, there's a criteria that are followed by the league. It works like this. Matches won is the first criteria. So you could technically, if a team scores 4 tries or more or has a couple narrow losses by 7 or less, they could get a point for each of those. So you can get you can lose and still get 2 points. And therefore, it's the possibility that two teams are tied in points on the table, but one team has more wins. And therefore, that's the first criteria. Second criteria is point differential. It's why for the last couple of weeks, the Chicago Hounds, while tied with Old Glory DC, have actually been identified as being the higher seed simply because they have a better point differential than Old Glory DC. And then you got number of tries scored. Then you got most points scored. Then you got difference between tries for and tries against. Then it goes to fewest red cards. Then it goes to fewest yellow cards. There you go. There's the tie-breaking scenario. All right. Matches won, point differential, number of tries scored, most points scored, differential between ties, tries for, tries against, fewest red cards, fewest yellow cards. There you have it. So let's look at the seeding scenarios. First of all, let's tackle the East here. All right, there you have it. Right now, this is as we sit. This is being recorded on Thursday night. So the Hounds last night just won, beat Houston 15-12. A really good match, low-scoring affair, but it's pretty much what we expected from those two teams. Strong on defense. They tactically are kicked for territory. They want to put the back three under pressure. They use that rolling maul very effectively, use the physicality in the big forwards, and we got exactly what we expected. So here's where we're at. Chicago Hounds right now, they're done for the regular season. They played 16 games. See, they won 11, lost 5. They're at 53 points with a 69 point point differential. That being said, 2 points up on the Free Jacks. The Free Jacks are actually, they have one game in hand. They're going to play this weekend, and I'll go through who each team is playing, what games are left this weekend. Good and bad. Bad thing is they've maximized their points during the regular season, the Hounds, that is. The good thing is they have about 10 days till they play their playoffs because they are locked into the playoffs, and they're guaranteed a home match. So is New England. So one of those teams are going to be 1-2. The question is who's going to earn the right to host 2 home matches? I'll talk about that later. And then you got the other 2 seeds in the East that are locked up as well. That would be Old Glory DC and Miami. The next closest team is Nola with 31 points because there's only 5 points that Nola could get. There's no way that they're going to be able to actually make it into the playoffs. They lost that opportunity 2 weeks ago. So your four teams in the East are decided. The only question is what seeds they get. So you've got Chicago, New England, Old Glory, Miami. They're locked into the playoffs in the East. So that we'll get into now where that might shake out and what we see given the week we have or the weekend we have here coming up. But let's talk about the West. So I'm going to bang in the West there. All right, here we go. So here's the West. Now, this is a little bit more interesting because, you know, the points separate the top from the bottom are only 10 points, whereas 10 points separated, you know, five from four in the East. Now we got 10 points separating the top from the bottom. So it's really interesting. And obviously with 1 point separating Seattle and San Diego, it's a really tight affair. And then, you know, you still have Houston that could actually sit itself at the number one seed because, again, they have a game happening this weekend, as all teams do, with the exception of Chicago. So this presents a really interesting scenario because while Utah, RFC LA, and Houston are locked into the playoffs, the big question mark is who's going to get that four seed, Seattle or San Diego. And then he got three seeds, the 1, 2, and 3 seed are all up for grabs. Between Utah, RFC LA, and Houston. I want to remind everybody that my picks to click, well, never mind. I picked San Diego to do well, and they're not. They're struggling. But nevertheless, I did pick RFC LA to be the underdog team to come up and make some noise, and they have. So nevertheless, this is what the picture looks like. So let's back out of this and just now talk a little bit about what's been going on or what's going to happen this weekend. So let me throw up this video. Graphic. Here's what's happening this week, right? Now we have to take that Chicago-Houston game, cross it off. It's done. Chicago won. They got 4 points out of it, not five. But they locked in a home playoff match in the first round, just to question who they play. All right. So what do we got this weekend? June 7th is Saturday. We've got Nola versus the Free Jacks. Critical game for the East because, of course, it has implications for the number one seed in the East. Then you got what, in my mind, guys, is the match to watch because they're one of the matches to watch. Because obviously with these two teams right up at the top, there is a head-to-head playoff implication there. If you go back to the table, you've got the current number one and current number two seed. So my point being is one of those two teams, you know, barring a tie, one of those two teams will lock itself into the number one. I mean, basically, even if Utah, let's go back to that scenario there. Let me take this graphic off, go back to the East there. I mean, if Utah ties RFC LA, both teams get 2 points, and therefore Utah will be at 55 points, will be the number one seed. RFC LA will be at 52 points. And then depending on how the Cats do, that might put them in the second or third seed. So clearly some legit implications here with that game, direct implications for the...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Western Conference. And then you've got San Diego and DC. Now this is kind of like the lower card bout on a title fight, you know, but those tend to be the most exciting. And the reason why is you got two teams fighting for, one's fighting for a playoff spot, San Diego. And then you got the other one, Old Glory DC. That's, you know, it's fighting for, do they want to play Chicago or do they want to play, New England. And I believe that they've nipped New England twice this season. I have to double check. It should have been in my notes, and I should have checked that. But nevertheless, I know they beat them once. So it's interesting. I mean, that's where the playoffs get interesting. But that's a talk for next week. And then another interesting one, but probably lower down on the card just because of, you know, who's involved. Obviously, Houston fighting for playoff position in the seedings, and they play Anthem. Now, here's the thing. This could be interesting in the sense that it's not a lock. Anthem haven't won a game, true, but Houston only beat them the previous time they played each other this season, beat them by 1 point in a bit of a nail biter. So, you know, don't count Anthem out. Don't lock Houston in. But, you know, it could be a tough one. I mean, you know, Carolina just could throw a cross into the wind and just start throwing the ball around and see what turns up. You never know. Then you've got Seattle and Miami. Again, another one of those undercard battles that's not direct implications because you got East versus West in this one. And by the way, all the teams on the left, so they were talking about NOLA, Utah, San Diego, Houston, and Seattle are all playing at home. So you've got these two matches where it's East versus West. And, you know, there's implications on either side for seedings and or getting in, who's out in the West. So there's some really interesting matches to watch within this weekend. Don't sleep on any of these. So that's what we got. Okay. So let's take them down. So there, we have three games on Saturday, 6 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Central. It's too bad we don't have, you know, back to back to back. You know, there's some overlap in all three. And then on Sunday, we've got, again, some overlap by an hour of Houston and Carolina at 7 Central. And then at 8 Central, you have Seattle, Miami. So some interesting games again. All right. So let's now just kind of run down some scenarios here. And I don't want to go too deep into the weeds, but kind of, it's got a lot of permutations here that are rather interesting, right? So we've talked about who's in. East, again, is locked up. Free Jacks, or sorry, let's go Hounds, because they're sitting on top right now. Free Jacks, Old Glory, and Miami, all are locked. It's a question of seeds. Then you got in the West right now, it's Utah, RFC LA, Houston, all locked. It's a question of what seeds. And then it's either San Diego or Seattle fighting for that last spot. So let's take a look at the East first, and so we'll go back to the graphic here just so everybody can kind of get eyes on, all right? Talk about the number one seed. If New England wins versus NOLA, which, quite frankly, NOLA's only had 4 victories, you know, they could put up a big fight. You never know. But in all likelihood, it looks like New England's, you know, they've got a pretty good shot of winning that one. If they win outright, they're the number one seed. Right, and they earn the right to host throughout the playoffs, which is interesting because New England's one of those teams that, quite frankly, beginning of the season, I think they lost 4 in the trot, you know, the first 4, and then they've just gone on an absolute tear. So they've only lost 1 in the last 11, which is pretty amazing. So that's one possibility there for that one seed. Then the Hounds could get the number one seed if New England loses, and they get 1 or no bonus points, right? So if they lose, they only get 1 bonus point. That would put them at 52, and they would lose on points. But here's the thing. If they get 2 bonus points, so let's say they score 4 tries, they lose, they score 4 tries, and they also keep it within 7. They would be, you know, essentially tied at 53. And again, point differential, New England is on top of that point differential. Again, if it's only 7 points and they get those 2 points, your point differential is not going to be any different. It's going to be, you know, anywhere between 73 and 79. And therefore, New England would win the number one seed. The only way that the Hounds earn that seed or get that seed is New England loses and gets, you know, like I said, 0 or no bonus points. Okay. So a lot of things going on there. All right. But we know one of those two is going to be the top seed. Then let's go down to that 3 and 4 seed. Old Glory wins versus San Diego. They get the number one, the number three seed, right? Because they're 4 on top of Miami. They win, they get 4 points, it's 49. Even if Miami maximizes their points, gets 46 total, they would still be behind Old Glory, and then we would shake out, as 3 and 4 there, respectively. All right. So what's the scenario in which Miami could win that third seed? Miami wins versus Seattle. They get a try bonus. So, right, that puts them at 46, right? Because remember, if they only just win, they're tied at 45. Even if Old Glory doesn't win and loses by more than 7 and doesn't get a try bonus, that still puts them at a tie, and they have a better point. Old Glory has a better point differential. So Miami needs to win. They need to get a bonus. They need to get 5 points, and they need Old Glory to get nothing. No bonus points. They need to lose, et cetera. Okay. So that's a scenario there. And so based upon that, when I get to it, I'll explain who I think is going to be seated where in the East. All right. So we're going to remove this graphic. We're going to jump on and add the graphic to the West. And this gets a lot murkier, right? And here's where I could miss something. So don't, you can comment, say, hey, you think you made a mistake, but I'm telling you, I might here. So don't blow up my phone or, come to the stadium and, harass me. I do a good enough job of that on my own, a la my burnt forehead in the match against NOLA. It was pretty bad. So let's take it through here. So what's the West look like? Well, because you have 3 seeds that are actually all 4 seeds that are up, 3 teams that are locked in, but no seeds are locked in, and any one of 3 teams, could jumble around in there between 1 and 2. Here's what you got. The winner of Utah versus RFCLA will win the number one seed. So if RFCLA, if RFCLA gets 4 points, wins the match, doesn't get any bonus, it doesn't get the try bonus, they would be at 54. And as long as Utah doesn't get a try bonus and doesn't keep it within 7, RFCLA could win that first spot, right? That's where it gets crazy, right? Between those two teams, is if RFCLA wins and doesn't get a try bonus, that would mean that the Warriors are not getting a try bonus. But if they keep it within 7, it could essentially put them in a tie, and it gives the Warriors the advantage on point differential. Okay. All right. So if the Warriors win, they're number one. But then you got this thing where the point differential then going down to the 2 and 3 seeds is crazy. Because like you got Houston with a win and an RFCLA loss, Houston could jump up into that second seed. Could Houston knock on the door of that number one seed and fight for Utah for it? Well, if you look at the points there, simply a win and then a bonus puts them ahead of Utah, right? But again, RFCLA, if they don't get that bonus, they're at 54. Houston gets a try bonus and wins, they're at 54. And now it goes to point differential, and therefore it goes to Houston. So there is a scenario in which Houston gets the first seed. Again, that's crazy stuff. I mean, a lot of things would have to happen, but it is crazy stuff. All right. So that's interesting. And then you got that 4 seed, that playoff spot that's in contention there, that's being battled between the Seawolves and the Legion. Now, Seawolves, even if they win and they get the try bonus, would be at 49. If Houston loses, gets no try bonus, gets no point differential bonus on the loss, they would be tied with Seattle, but they would win based upon point differential. So Seattle is really is going to be your number four, is going to be your four seed, right? Almost regardless of outcome. The only question is whether they're going to win it or whether San Diego is going to win it. So, you know, it's really interesting here to see who lands in this, you know, in this 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds here. Based upon all this, I'm going to make my predictions. So let's take this graphic away and we're going to put it up right here on the stage. I got Hammer's predictions right here for you. Bam. There it is. All right. Here's my playoff scenario. What I think is going to happen based upon this weekend's slate of matches. I think New England's going to win number one seed. And I think that because they play, again, going down to the schedule, they play Anthem. Obviously, Anthem have the ability to score points, but they haven't won a match. So I think it puts New England in a great position to, you know, get that four, at a minimum, 4 points on the win, go 2 above the Hounds. And there's a real possibility they could score 4 tries. And therefore, they get 3 points above the Hounds, and it puts them in position to be in that number one spot. So that's why I think they're going to be there. And then in the number two spot, I have Chicago. Again, they're both New England, Chicago. They're locked in to that 1 and 2 position. Again, it all hinges upon that New England Anthem game. So I think I'm going to have Chicago at number two. And by the way, first time Chicago hosts a playoff game. Talked to James English yesterday when we were in the after party after everything was locked in. And it's really cool. He's hoping to, he told me he's hoping to get 5,500, set a record for at least a Hounds game. Although, you know, it will be a playoff game. He's hoping to set a record for the Hounds game. And get this. So like today, as of Thursday, 24-hour window, season ticket holders got their first dibs at seats. And like, I get a season ticket for my wife because I'm in the house already. We could then buy as many tickets to that match as we wanted so that we could have friends and family sit around us. So they gave us that first crack at those seats. Here's the really cool part. So good on you, James. I hope you're listening. $25 across the board. All right, $25 gets you in the house, gets you a seat, doesn't matter where it is. It's just one price for that playoff game. All right. Now, the really cool thing is some of those more centered seats are normally $45. But for this, all those season ticket holders that usually occupy those seats, they're getting their tickets for $25. He's giving them a nod, a tip of the hat, a chapeau, if you will. And then usually the lower cost, the like right about the 22s, those seats typically go for about $35. Again, anybody in that big wide expanse there, you know, from 22 to 22 are getting a really good ticket price for a great playoff game. It's going to be on a Saturday night and we at 6 o'clock, I expect that Dogtown will be jumping, right? We set an attendance record in a regular season game for the Hounds at just about 4,900 against NOLA. Given the same time on a Saturday, there's some rugby sevens going on at the Blaze that afternoon. People have plenty of time to get back down to SeatGeek Stadium to catch the game. I think we're going to get a pretty good crowd there. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to be on the sideline. All right. Number three seed's going to be Old Glory DC. Again, you know, I'm looking at the matchup against San Diego. Obviously, both have a lot to play for. Although Old Glory might, I don't know, that's a tough one. They have to go across country, but Old Glory have been playing some pretty good rugby lately, and I think it's going to be a close game, but I do think Old Glory is going to win, and therefore it has implications on both sides, and the implication here is a 3 seed for Old Glory DC. And therefore, Miami would be in the 4 seed. And so the playoff picture is that Miami would travel to New England and Old Glory would travel to Chicago. What's interesting is Chicago and Old Glory have split. Okay, so, you know, that's anybody's match. But it is good to have a home playoff match for the Hounds Yeah, it's got to give you some juice and an advantage. All right, let's flip ourselves to the West. All right, number one seed. I'm going with Utah. Why? Well, they're 3 points up on the table. They're playing LA. I believe that they've won both of those matches. Let me double check. I can't remember. I know I looked at it earlier and forgot to write it down. So I'm going to go to the MLR app, which has been pretty handy this year, just for a quick look at things. Actually, that's pretty solid, but I'm going to go to Super Brew because the Super Brew actually has some pretty good, you can compare head to heads. My apologies for changing it up on you folks. Here we go. Oak Glory and San Diego. Historically, San Diego won the last matchup on March 1st, 26-10. San Diego, here's what I did write down. San Diego has beaten Old Glory the last four times, both home and away. All right. Old Glory hasn't beaten San Diego since July of 2021. So, in spite of that, I still think that, you know, Old Glory is gonna secure enough points to get in that third spot in the East, and then I just don't think they're gonna do enough to keep Seattle out because Seattle has Miami, and I think they're gonna beat Miami and earn that spot, retain that spot, and then you've got number two. I've got Houston. I think that they're gonna not only get the win, they are gonna get the try bonus, and that's gonna just prevent RFCLA. They're going to jump RFCLA. RFCLA is going to be in the third spot. Again, LA plays Utah. And I'm going to look historically at that matchup here. And I've got the Warriors winning. They're 1-1 this season, so they've split. And last year, RFCLA won, beat Utah, but I think Utah's got them. They're a point-scoring machine. But it's going to be an interesting match because they're two very similar teams that they throw caution to the wind. They have great back lines. They really go for the try line, and I think you're going to see a try bonus come out of this one on both sides. But I think that's going to be the way it breaks down based upon the slate of games this weekend. So there we have it. Great matchups, some really good matches. I'd pay attention to San Diego and DC. I'd pay attention to Seattle, Miami, but the feature game to definitely look for is Utah, LA, because it's going to decide that number one seed in the West. Well, throw your comments below. Let us know what you think. Full of shit. Spot on. I don't know. New England fans will probably like it. Nevertheless, a lot of goodies there for you. But some serious implications there as we look to the weekend. I'm going to take a moment here. I'm going to take away that graphic and talk about the graphic I was looking for before. Reggie Chicago, the rugby party, November 11th. Doors open at 9 a.m. Check it out. Get your seat reserved. That way it guarantees you're in the house. It's going to be a lot of food and beverage. Again, thanks to a lot of sponsors here, not just Reggie's, but Tighthead Brewing, Guinness. Both are going to be on tap. You can't miss with either one. Both are fine selections. So join me, join Scott, join Norm Smythe and everybody else at the rugby party. It's going to be fan freaking tastic and a lot of fun. So there's that. Okay. And I also don't want to forget, I want to thank our buddies, Tim Brown and the folks at Macron. Again, Granite Top, sweet piece of merch, a lot of other goodies there. You can get yours for a reasonable price in the Rugby Rant. Check out the link below. I've tagged it. You bag it, and you'll enjoy your piece of sweet merch. So there you have it. The Hammer did it all by his lonesome today. I hope you were entertained. I kept busy, that's for sure. Nevertheless, Join us next week. We'll talk about our playoff predictions, who we think is going to win, move on to the big, you know, to the next biggest stage. It should be interesting. And I just want to keep everybody on their toes with regard to one piece. You know, there are some scenarios, for example, in the East where, you know, let's say it shakes out like I've described and New England is the number one seed. If they lose to Miami, then you might see Chicago play host in the second round. Or, God forbid, at least for my liking, you know, Miami wins and OGDC wins, you know, OGDC would play host in the second round. So a lot of things can change and happen based upon that first round of the playoffs. And obviously the same stuff holds true for the West. But nevertheless, I'm the Hammer. And I appreciate you spending about 43 minutes with me, shaking and baking, talking about the playoffs. It's been a lot of fun. It was fun to break this down. It's certainly going to be an exciting weekend of rugby, and I can't wait to see what playoff rugby brings. It should be super exciting. But remember, here at the Rugby Rant, we're growing growing rugby one fan at a time, and I will see you.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.